So they kind of took that as, this guy's going to try to do that to my daughter because he's from a similar background as the other one.
There's been times that, you know, racial comments have been made to be funny, and it really can hurt your feelings. I've experienced that with my own family. I've experienced it with my boyfriend's family. I've experienced it with people that we don't even know.
I'm not allowed around her family at all, even though I'm obviously someone that their family member cares an awful lot about. They don't accept me, even though they've really never met me. It's just the fact that I'm of a different race.
I was in a relationship with this girl, and her grandmother was not accepting of the fact that her granddaughter was dating an African-American because she said it was too hard in this world for something like that to work out. And yes, she's exactly right that the cultures are different and sometimes you're going to clash, but she ignores the fact that a lot of good can come out of it.
My family had in mind for me someone of my own race, and when it comes to, you know, letting them know that I care for this certain individual that isn't of my race or of my ethnicity, it gets really touching, emotional, and those are the times that I feel like I experience racial prejudice.
Welcome to this edition of the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast. We've just heard several people talk about their experience being in an interracial relationship and some of the challenges they faced. With us today to talk more about interracial relationships are Dr. Volker Thomas and Dr. Terry Karras, co-editors of the book Clinical Issues with Interracial Couples, Theories and Research. Dr. Thomas is an associate professor in the Department of Child Development and Family Studies at Purdue University, and Dr. Karras is an associate professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. Dr. Thomas, why is being in an interracial relationship difficult?
When they appear together, it becomes very clear that as a couple, they don't belong into one racial group, but that they are crossing racial groups, especially when they have children. So depending on what their racial identity is, these couples actually then have to negotiate with themselves on where they belong, and they have to deal with how they're perceived to be belonging.
And Dr. Karras, how do people perceive them? What myths do people hold?
The old myths are that there's something deviant about these people who are in an interracial relationship. One or both of them are rebelling from their families. There's a myth that this is just about sex and that, you know, this kind of sex across the racial line is forbidden, and so that's what draws people there, that you're trying to get something, that it isn't just that you like each other, that you're attracted to each other. So there's this emphasis on the difference and on it being deviant.
Are some racial combinations more accepted within our society?
Whenever people see an African-American and a Caucasian person, you know, being in a couple relationship, that stirs up affect. And from what I've seen in the literature, probably these kind of interrelationships are the ones that are still least acceptable. With other racial groups, they may be a little more tolerated. For example, European-Americans and Asian-Americans.
It often seems that couples in interracial relationships are happy in these relationships, but that people outside of the relationship are not supportive. So who really has problems with interracial relationships?
Potentially everybody involved, but they're very different problems. The person who has a relationship outside of his or her racial groups becomes a traitor. From the other side, is seen as an intruder, as somebody who pretends to be who he or she is not. Usually it is kind of in general, it is the people from the other group who have a problem with the people who become intruders, and the people from inside the group who feel like the person who is engaging in a relationship with another racial group becomes a traitor.
That's unfortunate. Are there ways for couples to embrace one another's differences?
Well, I think what's really important for interracial couples is that they make room for both the ways that race matters and the ways race doesn't matter. And if couples can talk about those things, it doesn't mean they always agree about everything, but they can come to a deeper understanding about why their partner sees things the way that she or he does.
What about people outside of the relationship? Is there a way to talk to friends and family who may not be supportive of the relationship?
it can help, if it's possible, to have conversation as you become more conscious about race, offer that to other people so they can perhaps have a new perspective. So I think for a white partner who is in an interracial relationship, there's an opportunity to kind of help other white people understand what it is that you yourself are learning or the things that you're finding out about because you are paying more attention to race being in an interracial relationship.
Thanks, Dr. Thomas and Dr. Karras. Remember, interracial relationships are not just about sex, rebellion, or deviance. Couples often enter into these relationships for the same reasons that those of the same race enter into relationship, for love, companionship, and support. For those in interracial relationships, it's important to talk about individual differences with your partner and to make room for those differences and to share with others what you've learned from the experience. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Joangela Jimenez and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, R.B. Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.